The streets throughout Nicaragua will be empty today. Opposition leaders have called for a national strike to protest increasing repression by the government. Yesterday, the streets of most major cities were filled with demonstrators demanding the resignation of President Daniel Ortega and scheduling of early elections. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, more than 2 months of protests calling for Ortega's ouster have left hundreds of people dead.
The main boulevard of the capital, Managua, was a sea of bright blue and white Nicaraguan flags. Protesters stretched for dozens of city blocks. Protest songs from decades past, mixed with horns honking and calls for the immediate removal of President Daniel Ortega and his wife Rosario, who is vice president and head of all government communications. Streamed live on independent news outlet 100% Noticias, a student leader shouts, "They must go." In response, the crowd yells back, "Go." "And if they won't," says the leader, "then we'll throw them out. We've had lots of experience throwing out dictators," he adds. Ortega was a leader of the 1979 Sandinista Revolution, overthrowing a U.S.-backed dictator. However, he and his wife have become increasingly unpopular as they've worked to consolidate power and fill the courts and legislature with loyalists. Their plan to raise Social Security taxes last April sparked nationwide demonstrations that quickly escalated. Protesters have been met with bloody repression. Carlos Fernando Chamorro, an independent journalist in Nicaragua, says yesterday's march sent a strong message to Ortega.
Es un desafío al terror. Y lo que se demostró hoy es que la gente no se ha rendido.
The march was a direct challenge to the terror the people have endured, and it shows they will not surrender, says Chamorro. Despite calls by the Organization of American States and the UN Secretary General to end the violence, Ortega has shown no signs of leaving office. Juan Sebastian Chamorro, a member of a church-backed group calling for national mediation, says the economy is in shambles and is expected to contract by more than half this year, putting nearly a quarter of a million people out of work.
We're talking about a major economic crisis in Nicaragua as well as a humanitarian crisis.
An email seeking comments sent to Ortega's wife, the government's only spokesperson, was returned simply thanking NPR for its interest. Kerry Khan, NPR News.